This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. I kind of did that on purpose, Anthony. The Hoffman Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. I feel like if we practice that, we could get the volume exactly right. Maybe another time. It's a good party trick. Put that one on the list for the offseason.
Okay.
We don't have a football game to talk about.
Okay.
And a basketball game. And all the other football games. And so many sports. All the things. They're happening all at once. That's a Friday edition of the Hoffman Show for you. Again, Evan Washburn from CBS Sports is going to join us coming up at 5 o'clock. He, Ian Eagle, Charles Davis, on the call this weekend. They just wrapped up or are wrapping up their production meetings out in Ashburn. So, be like, hey, Evan, what's all the top secret stuff that you talked about with Dan Quinn? Come on, spill it. Tell us. So that's coming up at 5 o'clock. Keys to the game time, though, Anthony. I'll let you start. I always do. I spend the entire week talking about the game. You sit here listening. You also are smart. You have your own thoughts. What to you is the single biggest key to Commanders' victory on Sunday?
I think the biggest key is definitely probably getting the run game going, but I don't really want to even look at the run. I want to look at the defense. I think this is a game where the defense can, you know, start to figure things out. They have a running back in Chuba Hubbard, who is third in the NFL in rushing yards this season, and he averages about 5 yards a carry. So I'm thinking, like, that bright spot alone, I think he's been good. I think Deontay Johnson's been good. Those probably been the two bright spots for them. But I think limiting him and trying to figure out how we can slow down opposing teams' running backs, because that's been a struggle of ours all season long, I think that's most important to me. That's what I'll be looking out for. So I think stopping him, seeing who's going to step up, if it's going to be Johnny Newton, if it's going to be Phil Mathis, and, you know, all the other guys that we're going to be rotating, just trying to figure out how to best neutralize opposing teams' run game.
So I think it's worth talking about. So I'm going to talk about it first, but I don't think it's the most important thing, okay. And I'll explain why in a second. But on the subject matter at hand, which long term might be the most important thing for this team, they definitely have a challenge on their hands because Carolina's offensive line is good. They have put money into it. They have put draft picks into it. Some of those draft picks are a little wishy-washy in terms of how they play, but if they have a good week, they have a good week. And Washington, we learned today, is going to be without Dorrance Armstrong. So they're already without John Allen for the rest of the season. They're without Javonte Jean-Baptiste for the next 4 weeks. He's on IR. And now they're without the guy who has been their best edge both ways, pass and run, this weekend. We know Cleveland Furl is still bouncing back from that injury. You know, had a couple nice plays last weekend, but he's much more a role player versus a feature player. Then the question becomes, who are your feature guys? Is it Jamin Davis? Is it Jaden Harris, the guy that they signed? Is it, which, like, man, if you got signed this week and you're asked to not only start, but, like, feature, that is, it's not ideal. So they use Frankie Louvu a little bit more. And that is one thing that I do think is on the table, perhaps, is more Louvu at end. Not that you'd necessarily want him stuffing the edge in the run game, but if you're doing it and that also gets you another linebacker, like big heavy hitter guy with speed on the field, well, Jordan McGee's back. And so could you play Bobby and Jordan essentially at linebackers, Louvu on the edge? And then, I mean, honestly, like, you're kind of almost going 3-4 at this point. Like, that might actually be one of their better solutions as long as Armstrong is out. Because Fowler can play on the edge standing up. Jamin, Louvu, all those guys can play on the edge standing up. McGee can play on the edge standing up. They did that some in training camp. You know, so they have all these guys that if you then add some extra beef in the middle with Newton, Payne, Mathis, those are currently probably your three best healthy linemen, depending on how you want to count Fowler. Let's get them on the field at the same time. Sheldon Day, like, okay, let's see what he can do if he's not as leveraged as an end but has someone outside of him. you know, as in this 3-4 kind of look. So I think some of those odd fronts, some of those jam fronts where they really muck up certain areas, especially like right over the center. Like there's some things they can do from alignments and fronts. And this is where Dan Quinn's history as a defensive line coach is very, very helpful, to potentially get their best guys on the field, not be at a huge speed disadvantage because guys like Jamin, obviously, and Luvu can run so well from that edge position. And buy time essentially until Dorrance Armstrong gets back, till Javonte Jean-Baptiste, some of these guys that want to play more traditionally in their base get back. So that, I think it's a huge challenge. And I'm very curious to see how they solve it. That said, it becomes much less important this weekend if they just score. And so, yes, just tremendous analysis, Craig. Scoring is good in football. You want to win? You got to score. Okay, good job. But if the Panthers can stay on rhythm offensively, they can compete. Again, I don't think they ultimately have the firepower, and I think they will make mistakes. Like, again, this is a game where I would expect, like, prepare yourself mentally. There's going to be 3, 4, 5 drives where Carolina drives the football on Washington. They have the running game. Dalton's as an Andy Dalton, their starter. Yes, that guy, he's still around. If you're just tuning in at the end of the week, the other quarterback this weekend is Andy Dalton, Red Rocket, that guy. He's competent. He will hit open guys. He knows how to read a field. If you give him opportunities in man-to-man, he will be aggressive with them. He actually, according to Next Gen Stats, has the highest completion percentage against man coverage in the NFL this season. So, with that said, they will commit false start penalties. They will hold. They will do all these things that will eventually shoot themselves in the foot, and they're not an excellent red zone team by any stretch of the imagination, so you can probably hold them to some field goals. But it could be some long, painful drives if you allow them to have the run and thus the play-action game as part of their arsenal. I think the key is be really aggressive. Get your own run game going. Take some shots down the field. Like, let's get the screen game going. I know Dan Quinn has said, everyone's kind of been like, oh, they're a really good tackling team. I don't know that I fully believe that. I'm almost like they're saying that out loud, knowing that they're lying. That I could be like, ooh, got to run really hard, get the mindset going. But I think that if Washington can get up 10 relatively early and Carolina now all of a sudden has to drop Dalton back, they don't have the horses to beat Washington that way. And it allows Washington to not worry about the run and play a lot more conservatively in coverage, aka more bodies in coverage. And I think that is how they need to play right now because of the skill level of their corners and especially the skill level of their pass rush. Like, they need bodies to be able to cover space because their pass rush, I can't be counted on to get home. That said, if you know you're not having to worry about runs and you're in these more passing heavy situations, you can also send some blitzes that are a little more exotic and things like that. So you actually can have a pass rush. So get up early, be really aggressive in trying to score early. You're always aggressive to an extent, but like really go for it. And if you do that, I think some of the problems that are presented defensively kind of take care of themselves and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. I think that's the recipe. I guess we use our first four of our first five games, I'm guessing, where we were just able to, you know, sustain drives, convert on third downs, be efficient. But yeah, if we can score, like, I think we can beat anybody then, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but it's like, I guess the point is to try to differentiate it. Because like, yeah, get a big lead, good football analysis. Again, like it's obvious, but it's different than say like what you would do against Cincinnati, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
Against Cincinnati, I'm daring them to run the football.
Yeah.
I'm double teaming T. Higgins. I am double teaming Ja'Marr Chase. I am going, I do not want Joe Burrow to beat me.
Yeah.
And if we're going to be like, I don't mind if the game's close the whole way, hopefully we can get a stop. But like, I am trying to play ball control, keep the ball away from Burrow, and I want them to run the football offensively because they're not as good at it as they are at throwing.
Yeah.
Right? Against this team, exact opposite.
Yep.
Not that they don't have any weapons. Like, Xavier Leggett can run. He's not an amazing route runner. Deontay Johnson's really good. You heard Joe Witt talk about him yesterday, if you were listening to the show. Like, he jumps off the tape. Like he's a good player. But their best thing, and by the way, they can pass block too. Like those guys they brought in that are big dudes who can move, they can also pass block. Dalton sits in some clean pockets. But the way that they win easiest is if they can just run the football all day. And so the second you take that off the board and you can get more aggressive in your pass rush, and Dalton's now got to beat you from the pocket, just dropping back and trying to find kind of mid-level receivers, that's you're so far ahead. Yeah. And so, again, yes, being ahead, getting a lead is really important always, because it's easier to win games when you have more points than the other team at some point during the game. In fact, you might even say it's a requirement. But the difference is you do that against a team like Cincinnati and Joe Burrow's dropping back and you're like, we don't feel actually any better about this. You do that against Carolina, game's over. They can't do it. Famous last words. Put that on Cold Takes Exposed next week. They shouldn't be able to do it. I'll put it that way. Softman Show, we're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. So with that, who you got? Finish Friday time, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your picks for Commanders-Panthers next.